Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Brandon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bucky Brandon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to home to get McCraw. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Brandon covering, for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Smith applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foy moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Agee steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Barry scores. McCraw scores. Adair moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Conigliaro moves to second. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Howard reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Agee reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. There goes Barry trying to get to home. Conigliaro throws the ball into Smith, who relays the ball to Ryan, who tags Barry, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Mike Ryan. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Jones reaches second base with a double. George Thomas pinch hits for Bucky Brandon. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing third base. Bob Tillman now catching. John Wyatt now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Smith moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Horton moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.